And let's check in now on New Orleans. Governor John Bel Edwards says Louisiana has the third highest per capita rate of COVID-19 after New York and Washington State. We're joined now by Patrick Madden, news director for WWNO in New Orleans. Patrick, there are more than 1,000 cases in the state of Louisiana. How quickly has that number been rising?
Well, it's basically been skyrocketing here in Louisiana, and specifically in New Orleans. The caseload jumped up by 216, and there were additionally 12 more people have died. And so, you know, what we're really seeing here, whether you look at a per capita rate of infections or deaths, is that this area, New Orleans and then Louisiana, is really becoming one of the major hotspots for this epidemic. And yet it can sort of feel like, New Orleans is not getting perhaps as much attention as Washington State or New York City. And that matters when it comes to when resources are going to be directed by the federal government. But I think the real question, Jeremy, right now is, can hospitals here in New Orleans handle the expected surge of cases in the coming days? The governor just declared a state of emergency here. And in that letter, he said that the capacity for these hospitals will probably be exceeded on April 4th.
And just briefly, are people blaming Mardi Gras, all the people that were flocking to New Orleans for Mardi Gras?
You know, you're hearing that a lot. Yeah, other states were sort of the first ones when they were identifying COVID-19 cases were saying, well, this person had traveled to Louisiana around the time of Mardi Gras. So you're sort of hearing that perhaps, you know, Mardi Gras, when there, I think, an estimated 1 million people were, you know, watching the parades and floats and partying on the streets. And if there was coronavirus, you know, that would be, you know, a disaster if that was helping spread the disease or virus.